Hello, Quizettes. Welcome to edition number 81 of Takeaway Trivia. It's your pub quiz in a podcast. I'm Leon, your quizmaster from Hereford, UK, bringing you another four rounds of total trivia direct into your ears. As usual, you can play this like a genuine pub quiz. Sit down with some family and friends and some paper and pens and battle your brains. Alternatively, use this to distract yourself while you're at the gym, on a road trip, or by walking your dogs. Maybe play against your dogs if they're that clever. Talking of clever, a massive congratulations to Rob Simmons, who messaged me way back on edition number 74 of the podcast, saying that he'd use Takeaway Trivia to train himself up for his appearance on Beat the Chasers. It's a UK game show where you battle against five of the best quiz brains in the UK for cash. So he went on and he played against Anne, Mark and Sean, who are three of the chasers. The question is, how did he do? Well, take a listen to this.
I think I'm going to go for £20,000.
I think you're absolutely bang on the money there. OK, Rob, you ready?
I am.
Your clock starts counting down now. Trike is short for what?
Tricycle.
Correct.
USA.
Correct.
Rolls-Royce.
Correct.
Lord of the Flies.
Correct. The mineral azurite is what primary colour?
Blue.
Correct. Chasers, which Scottish pirate had...
Amazing stuff. Well done, Rob. Congratulations. And really humbled that you say you use Takeaway Trivia to train yourself up for that fantastic victory. Good stuff. Enjoy your winnings. So back to this week's Takeaway Trivia. What have I got coming up? We will be playing The Final Fling. I've got 5-4-3-2-1, The Evil That Is Wipeout. And of course, we start, as always, with General Knowledge. Good luck. Round number one, as always, is general knowledge. 10 questions to get your brain warmed up and in gear for the rest of the podcast. Number one, which singer performed the theme to the new James Bond film, No Time to Die? Number one, which singer performed the theme to the new James Bond film, No Time to Die? Number two, in July 2012, singer and actor Snoop Dogg announced that he'd been rechristened Snoop What by a Rastafarian priest in Jamaica. Number two, in July 2012, singer actor Snoop Dogg announced that he'd been rechristened Snoop What by a Rastafarian priest in Jamaica. Number three, be the best is the official motto of which British armed forces? Number three, be the best is the official motto of which of the British armed forces? Number four, a full English relates to which meal? Number four, if you're having a full English, what kind of meal are you having? Number five, Oscary, Beret and Carver are part of which Scottish island group? Number five again, Oscary, Beret and Carver are all part of which Scottish island group? Number six, Rikki Tikki Tavi is the creation of which author? Number six, a character called Rikki Tikki Tavi is the creation of which author? Number seven, what number of points come after 15 in a game of tennis? Number seven, what number of points come after 15 in a game of tennis? Number eight, what is the correct name for a killer whale? Number eight again, what is the correct name for a killer whale? Number nine, in which English county would you find the Lost Gardens of Heligan? Number nine, in which English county would you find the Lost Gardens of Heligan? And number 10, what is the official language of the Vatican City? Number 10, what is the official language of the Vatican City? stay tuned. I'm going to have the answers for you in about 3 or 4 minutes. First of all, it's round number two. Round number two is another 10 questions of general knowledge. This time, however, there's a bit of a sting in the tail. If you get just one wrong, you get 0 points for this round. You are allowed to pass by leaving an answer blank. But remember, just get one wrong and that's it. All points wiped out on this round. That's why we call it Wipeout. And question number one. What colour of flashing light might a doctor display on a car during an emergency? So, you know, most emergency services flash blue lights, don't they? But what colour of flashing light might a doctor display on a car during an emergency? Number two, what is the name of a pill or medicine given solely to appease the patient? So number two, what is the name of a pretend pill or medicine given solely to appease the patient? Number three, singer Doja Cat shot to fame when her songs were spotted on which online music service in 2013? Number three, the singer Doja Cat shot to fame when her songs were spotted on which online music service back in 2013? Question four, name the boy who leads the Paw Patrol. Number four, what's the name of the boy who leads the Paw Patrol? Where did he get all his money from? That's what I want to know. Must be quite expensive to build like all the Paw Patrol's vehicles and the tower. And what is so wrong with the emergency services in Adventure Bay that they need to rely on a load of pups to save everyone? That's madness. Number five, who was the main villain in Flash Gordon? Question number five, who was the main villain in Flash Gordon? Number six, in a recent survey amongst women, what is the least favourite part of the male body? I hope this doesn't lead to any arguments. Number six, in a recent survey amongst women, what is the least favourite part of the male body? Number seven, which city is the administrative capital of Lancashire? Number seven, which city is the administrative capital of Lancashire? Number eight, during the Apollo space missions, how many astronauts did the main capsule carry? Was it two or three? Number eight, during the Apollo space missions, how many astronauts did the main capsule carry? Two or three? Number nine, Lemonade is the title of the 2016 album from which singer? Number nine, Lemonade is the title of a 2016 album from which singer? Number 10, what is the capital city of Malaysia? Number 10 again, what is the capital city of Malaysia? Your answers to general knowledge. Number 1, which singer performed the theme to the new James Bond film, No Time to Die? That was Billie Eilish. Number 2, in July 2012, singer-actor Snoop Dogg announced that he had been rechristened Snoop Watts by a Rastafarian priest in Jamaica. It was Snoop Lion. Number three, be the best is the official motto of which of the British armed forces, the army? Number four, a full English relates to which meal? Breakfast? Five, Oscary, Bury and Carver are part of which Scottish island group? The Orkney Islands? Six, Rikki Tikki Tavi is the creation of which author? Rudyard Kipling? Seven, what number of points comes after 15 in the game of tennis? 30. Number eight, what is the correct name for a killer whale? That's an orca. Number nine, which English county would you find the Lost Gardens of Heligan, Cornwall? And 10, what is the official language of the Vatican City? It's Latin. Let's move on to round number three. in round number three this week. Question one is worth 5 points. Question two is worth 4 points. Three is worth 3 points. Four is worth 2 points. And question five is worth just 1 point. That's why I call it 5-4-3-2-1. And number one this week, Madonna had 6 UK number ones in the 1980s. Can you name 5 of them? Number one, Madonna had 6 UK number ones in the 1980s. Can you name 5? Number two, name the 4 countries in the world with the most McDonald's. So number two, name the 4 countries with the most McDonald's in the world. Number three, which 3 counties in the Republic of Ireland begin with M for mother? Number three, which 3 counties in the Republic of Ireland begin with M for mother? Number four, what are the real names of the hairy bikers? Number four, what are the real names of the UK chefs, the hairy bikers? And number five, false or true, Las Vegas holds an awards ceremony for people who make awards. Number five again, Las Vegas holds an annual awards ceremony for people who make awards. Whilst you're thinking about the answers to 5-4-3-2-1, let's take a look back at your wipeout round. Number one, what colour of flashing light might a doctor display on a car during an emergency? It's green. Two, what is the name of the pill or medicine given solely to appease a patient? It's a placebo. Three, singer Doja Cat shot to fame when her songs were spotted on which online music service back in 2013? SoundCloud. Number four, name the boy who leads the Paw Patrol. It's Ryder. I still think it's madness that there's puppies in place of an emergency service there. Though then again, the mayor does keep a chicken in a handbag, doesn't she? Number five, who was the main villain in Flash Gordon? Ming the Merciless. Number six, in a recent survey amongst women, what is the least favourite part of the male body? Go on, what is it? What do you think it is? It's feet. Number seven, which city is the administrative capital of Lancashire? It's Preston. Number eight, during the Apollo space missions, how many astronauts did the main capsule carry? Was it 2 or 3? 3. Number nine, Lemonade is the title of a 2016 album from which singer? Beyonce. And 10, what is the capital city of Malaysia? That is Kuala Lumpur. Your answers to 5-4-3-2-1. Number one, Madonna had 6 UK number one hits in the 1980s. Can you name 5 of them? You could have had Into the Groove, Papa Don't Preach, True Blue, La Isla Bonita, Who's That Girl, and Like a Prayer. Two, name the 4 countries with the most McDonald's in the world. You could have had USA, Japan, Canada, and Germany. Three, which 3 countries in the Republic of Ireland begin with M, Mayo, Monaghan, and Meath? Four, what are the real names of the hairy bikers? It's Simon King and David Myers. Finally, number five, false or true, Las Vegas holds an award ceremony for the people who make awards. That is true. That's incredible, isn't it? Right, total up your scores and get ready for the final battle. This is it. This is what it all boils down to, the last bit of trivia in this week's podcast. Fact me, baby. Question number one. Which British Royal Naval officer was once known as the Hero of the Nile? Number one, which British Royal Naval officer was once known as the Hero of the Nile? Number two, a splake is what type of creature? Number two, a splake is what type of creature? Three, which British author co-wrote the script for the 1968 film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Number 3. Which British author co-wrote the script for the 1968 film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Be careful on this. Obviously, Ian Fleming, the creator of Bond, is also the creator of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but another author was involved in the film. Who was it? Number 4. Agranthi is the keeper and reader of the scriptures in which religion? Number 4. Agranthi, G-R-A-N-T-H-I, is the keeper and reader of the scriptures in which religion? Number 5. How long in Earth days does it take the planet Mercury to orbit the Sun? Number 5. How long in Earth days does it take the planet Mercury to orbit the Sun? Number 6. What is the English name of the American game of checkers? Number 6. In America, they call it checkers. What would we call it in England? Number 7. What part of Britain has no grey squirrels? Number 7. Which part of Britain has no grey squirrels? Number 8. In which city would you find the oldest public library in the UK? Number 8. In which city would you find the oldest public library in the UK? Number 9. What did the James Younger gang rob on the 21st of July 1873 that had never been robbed before? Something that had never been robbed. What was it? So number 9, what did the James Younger gang rob on the 21st of July 1873 that had never been robbed before in the history of mankind? Maybe because it didn't exist before. There's a clue. Number 10, most popes have been Italian. Which country has the second highest number? Number 10. Most popes have been Italian. Which country has the second highest number? Number 11. Which country's national capital lies on the Spree River? Number 11. Which country's national capital lies on the Spree River? Number 12. Jonas Salk developed the vaccine against which viral disease? Number 12. Jonas Salk developed a vaccine against which viral disease? Number 13. To the nearest million, what is the population of New Zealand? Number 13. To the nearest million, what is the population of New Zealand? Number 14. No Time to Die is the longest James Bond film so far, but what is the shortest one? Number 14. No Time to Die is the longest running James Bond film so far. What is the shortest one? And finally, number 15. In which country would you find the ruins of Troy? Number 15. Which country would you find the ruins of Troy from classic tales? There you go, that's your final 15 in this week's Takeaway Trivia. We'll move straight on to the answers. Your answers to the final fling. Number 1. Which British Royal Naval officer was known as the Hero of the Nile? Horatio Nelson. Number 2. As Splake is what type of creature? A fish? 3. Which British author co-wrote the script for the 1968 film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Roald Dahl. Number 4. Agranthi is the keeper and reader of the scriptures in which religion? Sikhism. Number 5. How long in Earth days does it take the planet Mercury to orbit the Sun? 88. 6. What is the English name of the American game of checkers, draughts? 7. Which part of Britain has no grey squirrels? That is the Isle of Wight. 8. In which city would you find the oldest public library in the UK? It's in Manchester. It's called Chetham's. Number 9. What did James' younger gang rob on the 21st of July 1873 that had never been robbed before? It was a train. They were the first people to rob a train. Number 10. Most popes have been Italian. Which country has the second highest number? It makes it sound like countries have pope farms or something. No, it's France. France have contributed about 16 popes now, I believe. Number 11. Which country's national capital lies on the Spree River? That's Germany. 12. Jonas Salk developed a vaccine against which viral disease? Polio. 13. To the nearest million, what is the population of New Zealand? 5 million. Number 14. No Time to Die is the longest Bond film so far. What is the shortest one? It's Quantum of Solace, which is 102 minutes. No Time to Die is about 2 hours and 45 minutes. It's very long, although it does go quite quickly. I went to see it the other day. It's enjoyable. Good film. And number 15. In which country are the ruins of Troy? They are found in Turkey. Total up your scores and crown your winner if you were playing this like a pub quiz. If you're playing by yourself on your commute to work, why not treat yourself to that extra little chocolate bar on the way in? Go on, you've earned it. Thank you for playing Takeaway Trivia. It's been a pleasure to be your quizmaster once again. I'm going to leave you with a final tat fact. Did you know that the first item ever sold on eBay was a broken laser pointer? I bet they also got the first bad feedback. Thank you for playing. Have a fantastic week. Don't forget to follow us wherever you get your podcasts from, and I will speak to you again soon. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at BarWars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.